That's a tough act to follow. Could we thank them one more time? Reading from Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 4. Instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being equal with God something to exploit. But he emptied himself by taking the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. When he found himself in the form of a human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly honored him and gave him a name above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, everyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth might bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God is the one who enables you both to want and to actually live out his good purpose. Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Gracious Lord, we thank you and praise you for your love, for your call upon us. And gracious Lord, for the demonstration of that love that we witness throughout this week. Help us to have eyes that see, ears to hear, and a full sense of your love and your call upon our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A number of years back, I was introduced to the theology of Charles Schultz. For those of you who may not recall that name, that's the fellow that wrote a comic strip, Peanuts. He was a Christian cartoonist, and sometimes he could do some very deep things in humorous ways. A pastor came along and he wrote a couple of books about Charles Schultz and about some of the lessons one can learn from the characters there and from some of the scripts. In the one comic strip, you had a conversation between Charlie Brown and Linus. And Charlie Brown says to Linus, "Would you love to see a falling star?" Of course, they were looking into the dark heavens. And Linus responds, "Oh, yes, I would." And then he thought for a moment and says, "If it wouldn't be any trouble." And then goes on, "I would hate to think that one would fall just because of me." And of course, Robert Short, taking his cue from Charles Schultz, said, "Of course, one did fall." Indeed, that's what we celebrate this week. One came. One came for all of us. One gave his life. One died that we might have life. Life in all of its fullness. That we can enjoy an eternity with the Savior who loves us and has given himself for us. A few years ago, the decision was made to move away from what had been tradition for a number of years. At that time, last week would have been Passion Sunday, in which we would have focused on the sufferings of Jesus. And this week would have been Palm Sunday. And then we would be launching into Holy Week. Well, that seemed a little disjointed, but for those who wanted to focus only on the celebration, then it seems that the Passion gets a little lost. That Christ, the price that he paid was so enormous, and the pain that he suffered was so severe that it's hard to even begin to imagine. And yet, the theologians quite rightly got it. The events of that Palm Sunday were not what they appeared. That it was the beginning of the unraveling of the whole thing. Yes, they were right. Yes, Jesus was a king, and there were those who were shouting that day. There would have been those waving that day who would have followed Jesus to the death if Jesus had dared to be the kind of Messiah that they had been expecting. If Jesus would lead them in rebellion against Rome, that they might have freedom again as they had under the Maccabees, they would have followed him to the death. But when it became apparent that Jesus was not going to be their kind of Messiah, Jesus was not going to be this religious political figure, the same ones who were an adoring and a cheering multitude were among those who within just a few days would cry out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Isn't it amazing how fickle a crowd can be? And how human emotions can be swayed? I can't imagine how lonely Jesus must have felt there in the Garden of Gethsemane as he struggled with what he knew was coming. But neither can I imagine how lonely Jesus must have felt as he heard those hollow cries, knowing that he could not give them what they wanted and knowing that it was not what they needed. They were looking for a political Messiah. They instead were receiving a cosmic Messiah, one who was doing battle not with Rome, but one who would be doing battle with the forces of evil and death. And he would be doing it not on a proud steed, not even on that donkey, but on a rugged cross. And in a cold tomb. What an amazing week. If we could catch the emotions of Jesus, it would be more than we could handle. As we go through this Maundy Thursday, as we remember that, yes, as he said, that his body is given for us, his blood has been shed for us, taking these common elements and telling an eternal story. And then, of course, the beauty of the tenebrae and the sorrow of it. As we reflect that Jesus died, Paul captures so much there in those few verses as he reminds us that Jesus didn't just pretend to die. Jesus wasn't hiding out in a tomb having made a deal. Jesus, anyone who knew anything about crucifixion, one of the most heinous and excruciating, painful deaths that could have been imagined to that point of time. People didn't survive that. Even after a few hours of that. People died under the scourging that Jesus received with those lashes. And that because Jesus was fully human, he felt every lash. He felt the pain. He felt the heaviness of the cross. He felt the tearing of the flesh as the nails are applied and the cross is dropped into that hole. That it was very real. And we do well to think how much he loved us. But thank God, there's next Sunday. Thank God that for these disciples, these followers whose lives were literally shattered, whose worlds had fallen apart, there was next Sunday. When sorrow was turned to joy. An apparent defeat shone forth in victory. Just wait. But in the meanwhile, they had it right, didn't they? He was a king. He is a king. And Paul reminds us that one day everybody's gonna get it. Some are going to say, I knew it all along. And some are going to be like that V8 commercial. I wish I'd have known. I wish I'd have gotten it. I wish I had understood what God was trying to tell me at that time. In the meanwhile, we can be among those who honor, who lift our palm branches, who lift our hearts, who serve with the same heart, the same mind, the same spirit that was at work in Christ Jesus. Gracious Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you have done and for what you are doing. Minister to us in this week ahead. Help it to be a great week, one in which we do reflect, one in which we open our lives for full examination, one in which we are drawn closer to you and respond to that great love with which you have loved us and love us still. Lord, help us to be ready for resurrection and for eternal joy. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.